Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
All right, you two. Jack needs this here wildlife handbook updated. He's been noticing some new critters on the mountain and a few odd plants. We're going to take a 3-day hike into each different terrain found here on Mount Eternity and catalog everything.
Mountain Man Joe, why did you pick Albert and me to help you update the manual?
Well, to be honest with you, you were the first two I ran into on my way out. Alrighty, let's go.
How long is this going to take, Mountain Man Joe?
Albert, he just walked away. And he told us less than a minute ago this hike will take 3 days. Hey, are you listening to me?
What? Yeah, 3 days. Cool. And we are...
updating the wildlife manual. Albert, why are you on your tablet? Why are you even bringing it? There's not going to be Wi-Fi on this hike.
I know. While we're still in range of base camp's Wi-Fi, I'm trying to download...
Come on, campers! The wilderness awaits!
Okay, just a little more duct tape, man. Voila! It's perfect!
Hey, Albert, you almost done cataloging the tree slug? What are you doing?
Piper, hi! Yep, almost done here.
Why are there antennae sticking out of your backpack?
I may have created a wireless hotspot so I can get internet out here. I just need to access the App Store real quick and...
Albert, 2 days ago you told me your parents made you delete all your games because you played them too much. You aren't about
Piper,
to...
perish the thought! All my game apps are deleted, like my parents asked.
Good.
Even though the games I was playing aren't bad.
Albert, your parents didn't tell you to delete the games because they were bad. It's because you let them take over your life. The past couple weeks, when you'd play games on your tablet, you would get obsessed and couldn't focus on anything else. And besides, it doesn't matter if the games were bad or not. You need to obey your parents either way.
I know. But this portable Wi-Fi hotspot isn't for games. It's for educational purposes.
Fine, but hurry up and finish with the slugs. I'm ready to eat.
Aye aye, Captain.
On second thought, talking about slugs and eating in the same sentence kind of ruins my appetite.
Okay, little hotspot, let's fire you up. Now I can re-download all my games. And I know what you're thinking, little hotspot. Did you lie to Piper? And the answer is no. This is educational. I'm learning about technology. But aren't you disobeying your parents? Also, no. I'm not going to play the games. I just want to see if I'm capable of getting them back out here in the wilderness. Plus, I just like having the games on there. I like looking at the colorful icons. I'm not gonna play them.
Good work today, campers. I'm gonna go to sleep now.
That was fast. What about you, Albert? Want to play one of those word games you like before bed?
No thanks. I'm pretty tired. I think I'll just go to bed as well.
Okay. See you in the morning.
Finally. It took her forever to fall asleep. It's just me, my hotspot, and my tablet. But you said you weren't going to play the games, Albert. Oh, Hotspot, I'm not. I just want to open them to see if the graphics have been updated. Since I'm here, I guess I could just play one game.
Last warning, Albert. If you don't get up, I'm dumping this pail of water on your head.
Wait, no. I'm up.
We're heading out in 10 minutes.
Oh, man. I don't even remember falling asleep. I almost beat my Windrunner game. Oops. I wasn't supposed to play it. But it's fine. My parents just don't want me to get obsessed. So I won't. I won't get obsessed.
Fish, Albert?
good work today, campers. I'm gonna go to sleep now.
Every time. So, Albert, anything you want to do before bed?
No, thanks. I'm so tired.
Anything you want to talk about?
Nope. Super sleepy.
Fine. Night.
Piper, you asleep? Perfect.
I knew it! You've been playing the games your parents told you to delete.
Okay, wait. Before you jump to conclusions, I'd like to start off by saying I did delete them. And then I re-downloaded them by using my hotspot. Which, by the way, is super impressive. I mean, not to brag,
but... Quit stalling, Albert. You disobeyed your parents, lied to me, and have become obsessed with your games again.
But I don't feel obsessed. I just wanted to see if I could get the hotspot to work. Then I just wanted to see the graphics and updates. Then
you spent the whole day playing while I chased down squirrels and nearly died by butterfly attack.
Butterfly attack?
That's beside the point. The point is, even though you didn't mean to let things get out of hand, you were secretive, and you let sin creep into your life and... Oh! Wait!
What?
This is it! This is the feeling Mountain Man Jack gets!
What are you talking about?
I read a story the other day in one of Mountain Man Jack's books, and it perfectly works for this situation. Wow, I can't believe this is happening.
Piper?
What? Oh, sorry. I was just basking in the moment. Time to make a campfire!
We already have a campfire.
Oh, right. Time to tell a story! Deep in a jungle far, far away, there lived a monkey named Titan.
Hold up. I think I heard this story before.
No, this is a different one. This happened years after Titu had the tragedy with the crocodile. Titan was his grandson.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
Anyway, Titan knew the story of his grandpa well, so he understood how important obedience was. He listened to his parents and didn't venture where he wasn't allowed to go. He worked hard at school, and he had a few really good friends.
And your papers on the best vegetation to use when producing active camouflage will be due in 1 week.
Hey, Titan, you coming to my board game party tomorrow night?
I think so. I need to check with my parents.
I'm going to own you in Banana Roller.
Yeah, right. I've won the last 4 times we've played.
This is my comeback.
We'll see about that.
What, to walk home together?
Don't you mean slither?
Ha ha, never heard that one.
Actually, I'm going to the library to start on this research paper. I don't want to get too far behind.
Suit yourself.
Hi, Miss Warren.
Afternoon, Titan.
I'm looking for a book on blue bananas. Some people say they don't exist, but I'm going to try and prove that they do.
Ambitious topic. Check the mythical section all the way in the back right.
Thanks. La 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 la. Mythical, mythical. Okay, here we are. Monstrous fruit creatures growing flute. Blip, blah, blah. Okay. Mythical. Oh, here we are. Monstrous fruit creatures, glowing fruit of the Shona Forest, wild fruit sighting. Oh, perfect.
Excuse me, young sir.
Yes?
Would you be so kind as to reach that book entitled Shape or Shifter, A History of Extraordinary Creatures for me?
Oh, you're supposed to get a ladder to get the books off the top shelf. There should be one around here.
Oh dear, I'm in a bit of a hurry. I really don't have time to look for one.
Can't you just fly up there and get it? I mean, you are a toucan.
I would, but I sprained my left wing last week.
Oh, well, I mean, you're really supposed to use the ladder.
You're a strapping young monkey, aren't you? It wouldn't take more than a few seconds to scurry up and grab that book for me. Perhaps I can make it worth your while. I happen to have here some candy I brought from my last trip to the Amtan Desert. Chocolates, lollipops. But my favorite are the caramels.
I love caramel.
Climb on up then.
Here you go.
And here you go.
Wow. My parents don't have any candy very often.
Oh, so don't tell them then.
This is so good.
Thank you.
Titan.
Thank you, Titan. Hopefully I'll see you around.
Wait, what's your name?
Oh, my name? It's Sin. S-I-N, Sin. Sin the Toucan.
Hi, honey. Dad went out to pick up dinner. He should be back soon. How was the library?
Not bad. I don't feel very well. I think I'm gonna go lay down.
Let me check your forehead. No sign of a fever. How about I brew you a cup of banana leaf tea?
Maybe later. I think I just need to rest.
Morning, honey. How are you feeling? You slept for over 12 hours.
I feel a little better. I think I need some fresh air.
Ramona stopped by. She said she and a few other kids are going to swim in the Hasta Pond this afternoon before her board game party. She hopes you'll join.
Sounds fun. Ugh, this is the worst stomach I've ever had.
Good morning, Titan!
It's you again. What are you doing here?
I've rented the bungalow just over there. I'm on a bit of a retreat, you see, trying to finish my autobiography.
Oh, well, hey, I think there's something wrong with the candy you gave me yesterday. I've had a stomachache since eating it.
Ah, yes. That does happen sometimes. The caramel from the Antem Desert is unusually rich. It takes a bit of getting used to. If you want the stomachache to go away, all you have to do is eat another piece, so your body can get used to the sweetness.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. The same thing happened to me when I ate my first piece. I was a little younger than you then.
Do you have another piece?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think I may have a few more pieces in my suitcase. I'd have to rummage through. Unfortunately, I can't go back and look right now. I'm searching for a pendant I dropped last night. This particular pendant was gifted to me by a powerful general after I helped him topple a government. But that's another story. Anyway, I noticed the pendant was missing when I got home. I need to look for it in the light of day. Maybe once I find it, then I can give you another caramel.
Aww.
Although, if you wanted to take up the search for my pendant, I could go look for the caramels.
Yes, yes, please. I'll find it.
Perfect. It's gold with a small ruby in the middle.
Golden with a ruby. Got it.
Good luck.
Gold with a ruby. Where are you, little pendant? My stomach feels awful.
Hey, Titan, come swim with us.
Hey, guys. I'd like to, but I can't right now. I'll try to come by soon. Ruby in the middle. Golden. Where are you? Oh, wait. I found it! I found it!
Oof! What are you doing, Titan?
Sorry, Ramona. I'm in a hurry. I didn't mean to run into you.
We missed you at the swimming pod today.
Are you guys done already?
The sun is setting. We swam all afternoon.
Oh, I guess I just lost track of time. I really wanted to swim with you guys. Anyway, I have to go.
What about my board game party?
Yes, I'm gonna be there.
Oh, goody! You found it!
Yes!
How's that stomach ache?
It's still awful.
Lucky for you, I found another caramel. How do you feel?
Better. So much better.
Thank you, Titan. I appreciate your services in finding my pendant.
Titan! Evening, champ. I heard you had a nice day at the swimming pool.
Oh, huh? I didn't end up going.
Oh, is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. I feel a lot better than I did this morning. I have some homework to do before Ramona's party. Which proves the existence of the blue banana. Oh, my stomachache is back. Oh, man, it's worse.
Good morning, Titan. You're looking
I'm sick again. I was in bed all evening and all night. I missed my friend's party.
Oh dear, that's a shame. I guess your stomach is more sensitive than most. Might take you a bit longer to get accustomed to the desert caramel.
What do I do?
I can't very well just give you all my caramels. But I suppose, if you want to feel better, you could do chores for me in exchange for candy. The more you eat, the faster your stomach will get used to it.
But I have school.
Oh, pity.
I guess I could tell my parents I'm sick. And it wouldn't be a lie. I could say I want to stick around the house until I feel better.
Also, not really a lie. This bungalow is very near to your house.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Was it something you ate? Did you lick vine moss again?
No, Mom. I haven't licked vine moss since Ramona dared me to the first time.
Are you stressed about school? You've been anxious about this research paper.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Okay, I'll let your school know.
Thanks.
That was quick.
I snuck out my bedroom window.
Ready to do some cleaning?
Okay, I'm done. Done.
Shine my silver pen collection.
Done. 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 Done.
Well done, Titan.
What's next?
That will be all for today.
But
I do thank you, though. I got 4 chapters of my autobiography written. How's your stomach feeling?
Well, it doesn't hurt.
Good. That's great to hear. It's nearly dinner time. Better scurry back to your family. However, if you feel yourself wanting more caramel this evening, all you have to do is bring me your dinner in exchange.
My dinner?
I've spent all day writing and have barely eaten a scrap of food. Bring me your dinner if you want the caramel.
Banana chili's ready.
And dessert is in the oven. Mango coconut souffle.
Smells good.
How are you feeling?
Good. Mostly.
Sounds like you need some chili.
I think I should eat in my room. I'm starting to feel bad again.
Oh, sure. If you think that will be better.
Do you want to take some dessert? I know it's one of your favorites.
Sure.
You're back! That smells delicious. Chili, is it? Ooh, souffle? Just for that, I'll give you 2 caramels.
I couldn't stop thinking about the caramels at dinner. My parents cooked an amazing meal, but all I could think about was the caramels.
Easy, little monkey. Don't eat them too fast.
I don't want any more of this.
Are you sure?
I don't want to keep doing stuff for you.
As always, it's your choice.
I'll just take the dishes back.
If you find yourself reconsidering tonight, I'll be at my typewriter. I could use someone to type while I dictate. My wings are a bit sore.
No. No more.
Suit yourself. Nice PJs.
I snuck out again.
I see that.
I need more.
Of course you do. I realized he'd never been to the big city in his life. He was a crook and a liar.
I have to stop. It's morning and I have school.
Oh, well, very well. But return here the second school ends so we can pick back up.
But I don't want to.
Oh, you don't? Too bad. You ate 42 caramels last night. You won't even make it through the school day before you feel that longing again. And by the time you get home, You'll be begging for more candy.
What?
You can't escape it, Titan. You need the caramels. Now off you go. And don't tell anyone about the candy or me. If you do, no more caramels. Ever.
Ever?
Ready for school?
I can't go to school. I need to go back. I need more.
Hey, do you want breakfast before you go? I made banana coconut omelets.
What is happening to me? I don't want to live like this. I don't want the caramels. I don't want to see Sin ever again. But I need the caramels. I feel like I'm dying. I don't know what to do.
Smells amazing, dear.
Thank you. I hope they taste as good as they smell.
Mom? Dad?
Yes, dear? Oh, Titan, are you all right? You look worse than yesterday.
I need to tell you something. I need your help.
You can tell us. We're listening.
Oh, my stomach!
Titan!
It's the caramels. I can't stop eating them.
What caramels?
The toucan. He gave them to me. So many of them. But I still want them. And he said I'll never be able to get away from wanting them. I'll have to keep cleaning his house and typing his book to get them. I want to stop, but I need the caramels.
Oh, honey.
Please help me. I can't stop this on my own.
You won't have to do anything else for him, son. Because this ends now.
Who are you?
Your time here is up, bird.
You must be Titan's father. A pleasure, sir. I was simply trying to...
Quiet! Enough of your lies and manipulation and deceit. You will turn over the candy you used to harm my son and get out. If I ever see you around here again...
Of course! Just let me get my things!
I said leave the candy. Clearly it's harmful, and you're not going to be manipulating anyone else with it.
I would love to give it to you, but... I'm afraid it's far too valuable! See ya!
I don't think so. Hand over the caramels.
No, please! I promise I won't use them again.
You heard my wife. Hand them over. And then you can go.
Fine! Now let me out of here!
Gladly. Get out. And don't ever come back. It took Titan a while to get over the effect the caramels had on him. He was sick for days afterwards. But his mom made him lots of banana tea, and his dad sat with him each time Titan threw up, which was a lot. But finally, he felt better. And after he healed, he had little desire for the caramels. Every once in a while, he craved them, but his parents were always there to help him until he felt better.
That's the end?
Yep.
Wow.
So, what are you thinking?
I'm not sure. It seems like Titan should have been able to say no to the candy. It was clearly hurting him.
Sometimes when we're obsessed with something, it's nearly impossible for us to say no to it.
He needed help to overcome it. Maybe I need help too. I thought I could download my games and not play them, but I find myself thinking about them all day. I can't. It's consuming my whole life. I don't want to be like Titan. I don't want these games to take over my whole life. What do I do, Piper?
What Titan did. Ask for help. When we hide our sin from others, it has more power over us. But when we share with others, they can help keep us accountable. And most importantly, you need to ask God for help. He is stronger than the power these games have over you. He can free you from this obsession.
Will you help me stay accountable, Piper?
I'd love to.
Take my tablet and my hotspot. Hold on to them, will you?
Of course.
And if I want to use them, can you help me make sure I don't play the games?
How about we delete the games?
Would you do it, please?
Of course.
Thanks. I'd like to pray now.
Go for it.
Dear God, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry I hid it from Piper. and my parents, and you. I have a problem. I'm addicted to these games and need you to help me not be. Would you please give me grace and strength as I work to give them up and stop thinking about them all day? And please help Piper as she helps keep me accountable. Thank you for giving me such a great friend. Amen.
How are you feeling?
Hopeful. Thank you for checking up on me and paying attention when I was in trouble.
Anytime.
Mountain Man Jack would be proud of your storytelling.
Thanks, Albert.
Good night, Piper.
Good night, friend.
Albert and Tai Tan really learned something important. Sometimes other people can help you get out of a sinful habit. James 5:16 says, "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." It's important to confess our sins to God, but He also wants us to confess our sins to others, like our parents, so they can help us. Sin stays powerful when you keep it a secret. But when you confess it, it loses a lot of its power over you and is much easier to get rid of. Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed the show. For more fun from the world of Basecamp, ask a parent and check out our website at lifeaction.org/basecamp, where you can find free coloring pages, additional audio dramas, and more. Basecamp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action Ministries. Sweet Tooth was written by Anna Nelson, with direction and sound design by Evan David, Hugh Duncan, Phil Kraus, Tom Mathis, and John Riefert. Our vocal talent included Nathan Cowles, Evan David, Hugh Duncan, Abe Kraus, Meredith Miller, Haley Mullins, and Anna Nelson. Our executive producer was Aaron Paulus, and I'm Megan, hoping you'll join us next time for another Basecamp adventure.